Hey y'all, just wanted to come back on my show real fast. I noticed I had to take another post down, but I wanted to come on here to basically just get some feedback on some topics. We know that the world right now is kind of crumbling over a lot of controversial things going on in our environment, including COVID-19 and some of the issues that everybody across the world is struggling with. Right now, it's not about seeing color. Right now, it's just about seeing people and just being humane. And just really quick, what I'm going to talk about, this is not really an episode. This is really like me just coming back to let y'all know I haven't left. I have some exciting things going on in my life right now. And I just wanted to just come on and say that I haven't let my voice die. I haven't silenced. But sometimes, people take information and things that we say on these podcasts totally different. Some people tune in to criticize, and some people tune in to just have something to say negative, and don't like what you're saying or putting out there, and that's fine. But we all know in the world right now, we need to be trying to educate our children about how to find resources to help them understand what's going on in the world. And, there's a lot of brutal things going on and some images and things that are out there that we don't want our children to be exposed to. And we need to find ways to, yes, get the knowledge, teach ourselves, teach our children. And just be very alert and very aware. Okay. This podcast is just about awareness. I said yesterday when I posted something on my social media about basically perishing from lack of knowledge. We don't exactly have, well, we won't say resources, but we don't exactly have the knowledge, and so therefore we're fighting for something we don't understand, or some people are just, going rogue in their cities for things that they know that they are fed up with, but we need to kind of take a step back and kind of figure out what's the most appropriate way to address some of these issues and problems that we may have, especially emotionally, physically, and mentally. Mentally, everybody's in a distress because of COVID-19, and we need to focus on our health versus trying to go into a city and be loitering and doing all these bad things that just cause a lot of problems instead of creating solutions. We need to figure out ways to come up with some better solutions and better walks in our cities, in our communities, that will help bridge some of the gap on information and knowledge that we don't have. How do we fight in a pandemic or epidemic in our community? How do we fight for the people who have died numerously for no reason, because of police brutality? How do we do that? And, how you focus on doing that is finding out ways to get yourself educated about what you can do on the back end. You don't always have to fight people physically. Right now, with these protests and demonstrations, it's a physical fight instead of a mental fight. And we need to learn how to fight people mentally, okay, on the mental part, on not so much the physical part, but the mental part. Just think about processes that we can do or start doing that will help each other build more of a unity and more of things on the basis and the premises of love. The world is hurting right now. We don't need to be out there doing things that are going to hurt people. We need to be out there doing things that are going to help people. So, I just wanted to come on and say hey to you guys. I love all of my followers, all of my supporters, all of my people. I'm enjoying my podcast of empowering women and men. And just basically education. There are a lot of videos out there. I'm going to be posting some videos and some links and some things for us to just go and read. Just go and read about how to properly vote for the correct candidate that you want to see for this next vote registration that we got to do. educate yourself about the people in your community that you're voting for. Know these people, know what their purposes are, and if they can help in your community in the way that they say that they're going to do. We know this is all political. We know that there are a lot of controversial things going on. But I think that if we can just gain some of that knowledge and get some of that backdrop, that we can make better decisions moving forward, especially for our young people, not knowing how important it is to vote. And so, like, things like that, doing campaigns for that, like, that's what we need to be doing. Instead of protesting, we need to be figuring out ways on the back end on how to educate our students and our children on how important it is to vote. Okay, we're still there. We're still there on the learning, you know, that information and understanding how that works from state to state. So I think that that is important. I think that this, me coming on this podcast and just making sure all my family is doing well and everybody's doing well, is important. So guys, please don't go crazy. I know that this COVID-19 is still on the rise. It's not going anywhere right now, anytime soon. And so we need to protect ourselves, and also be mindful of these steady occurring high rates of deaths that we're having from this virus. Okay. Let's be reminded that that is a focus as well. And all these distractions is distracting us from the information that we need to gain and understand. So focus. Okay. That's what this podcast is about. Focusing and not going crazy. Every time someone denies you what you feel you have a right to, because we've been denied a lot in this world of things that we feel we should have and that should be in our best interest and favor, and we aren't really exactly getting that, and it's not okay, and people are angry and people want to fight, but we have to fight a different way. So I hope you guys have a blessed week. I'm enjoying myself. I am learning so much, gaining so much. What I will suggest before I get off of here is that everybody just read. Find, if you trying to figure out things in the political aspect, read. Find those articles. Find those leadership people who have already, you know, accomplished walking during the civil rights or even before the civil rights. Find out who these people are. Read about them and then read about what their definition was of change. That's what I would do. That's what I'm doing currently right now. Just reading on how to help my students, on how to help my children. I suggest that you all do that. And I will be mommy to be. So I will be having my own child in the midst of this mess. But what I know I'm going to teach that child to do is always be 10 steps ahead in anything that they're doing, wherever they're going, and whatever they're receiving. So I hope you guys have a blessed and wonderful week, and I will see you guys soon.